You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, the New Zealand Blood Service released a statement detailing how they are preparing for the impact of Omicron. With cases surging at the moment, donor centres and mobile drives are dealing with limited donors due to people not coming in to donate. Joe speaks to Asuka Burge from the New Zealand Blood Service on how they plan on addressing this.
If you could just tell me how the New Zealand Blood Service is preparing for the impact of Omicron and what they're recommending people do if they are wanting to give blood.
Sure, yeah, so we are preparing for the impact of Omicron. We expect that we are going to see that impact on our blood donors. So we're actually calling on everyone who is in good health and eligible to donate to book an appointment to donate so we can secure blood stocks ahead of this Omicron peaking.
Now, have blood stocks level been quite low over the last few months?
So we have been on appeal for our common blood groups A and O earlier this year. And what we are seeing currently is that we are seeing more cancellations than we normally would see. And in order to keep our blood stocks high so it's there when people need it, we're calling on everyone who is in good health to book an appointment. You know, ideally download our app, check a donation location near you, and book in, you know, this week, next week. We really want people to come in and donate while they're healthy and in good health.
Has the need for blood greatly increased over the course of Delta and Omicron?
So the demand for blood constantly varies, but what we are seeing at the moment is that it's average use. So in terms of that, it means we need to continue to collect 4,000 donations a week to keep up with that average demand. And we're seeing in March, we've still got 12,000 appointments nationally still to fill. And that is much more than we would normally see at the beginning of the month. And that's why we are calling out to our donors and new donors to check if they're eligible and book in to donate, because we do know people are being impacted by Omicron.
And maybe for those people who aren't so familiar with the blood donating process, are there any requirements that are needed for donating blood?
Yes, so you can go on our website and there's an eligibility quiz you can do, or you can call 0800 448 325. Our team will go through it with you. So you just need to be aged between 16 and 71 years of age, be in good health. If you've had a tattoo or a piercing in the last 3 months, you have to wait till 3 months is up. So there's a few criteria you do have to meet. And if you can meet those, then download our app, book an appointment through our call centre or our app, and come in and donate.
And I do guess that appointment slots will be quite limited with Omicron going on.
Well, actually, what we're finding is that we do have a lot of available appointments at the moment due to people not booking in, or people who have booked in having to cancel because maybe they do have a cough, cold or a sniffle, which obviously you can't have to donate. So for that reason, there are a lot of appointment slots available, and those are the slots that we need to get filled up to make sure we've got blood available when it's needed. So really urging people to, if you're in good health, to book an appointment, come in and donate, know that you've helped to save a life.
Is there anything else that you want to add on the matter, or that you think people should know about donating blood?
Well, I guess, we are forecasting that, with what's happening with Omicron, is going to have a significant impact on the number of eligible donors able to donate. And given blood only lasts 35 days, that's why we're asking people who are in good health to donate now to make sure we've got those sufficient stock levels so we can prepare for the coming weeks and potential, potentially not seeing as many donors being able to come and donate. So I'm really hoping people will jump on our website, call out our 800 number or download the app, and hope to see them in one of our centres or blood drives this month.
And that was Asuka Burge from the New Zealand Blood Service speaking about the impact Omicron has had on donating blood. And if you wish to donate blood or check your eligibility, you can visit www.nzblood.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.